Thank you. We do have a connection that goes way back. You will see up there on the screen, there is our family, my wife Rachel, my daughters Najoni Grace and McKenna JL, and our son Elias Gabriel. We have another son who's no longer on this earth, so he's not in that picture. But you'll also see up there on the screen my grandparents, Bill and Mildred Irving. They were missionaries for a long time out here. That's how I ended up out here. And they came out here before I was born, and this church supported them for a while, and then they attended this church for a long time after they retired and moved to this area. So you may recognize them, you may remember them. And that's kind of where this whole story starts. Missions are in my blood. I've always had a real heart for missions. I've never really felt called to missions. We did, however, 3.5 years ago, we had a house fire. You see that in that bottom picture there. It destroyed all that we had, except for a few things we had here and there, but it was a complete loss. I spent a week in the hospital with some burns, and at that time, the camp, Broken Arrow Bible Ranch, which is 20 miles south of Gallup, was gracious enough to let us stay at the camp. You can see in that top right picture, our youngest McKenna, there at the camp while we were living there. They let us live there during the winter, and then while we were there, we had a son, Zacharias William, and at 4.5 months old, he died. He went to heaven to be with Jesus. And at that time, we really felt God calling us, laying on our hearts to do something a little bit more important with our lives, something with a little more eternal value, something a little more long-lasting, with long-lasting effects. At our time of staying at the camp, we realized the real need for a maintenance man at the camp. The camp has some nice facilities. You see the horse corrals up there on the top left, the picnic pavilion on the top right. Down at the bottom, probably the most two of the most famous buildings, other than the A-frame there at the lodge, or there at the camp, the lodge on the right, the chapel on the left. This camp sees about 800 to 1,000 campers during a given camp season during the summer. They do 8 weeks of camp, a couple weeks of teen camp, a couple weeks of, and the rest are junior camp. Mostly it's native kids from all over the Southwest. They have kids from Havasupai down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon that come up there. It's in the heart of the Navajo Reservation. It's not very far from the Zuni Reservation. They get kids from San Carlos and Pima down in Arizona that come up there. There's also a lot of kids that come from the Albuquerque area that go to camp out there. It's affordable. It's about $90 for a week of camp, including horses, go-karts, archery, rockets, crafts, all of that. There is no swimming. I know that's often a question that comes up too. Do you guys have a lake or a pool? There's none of that. But other than that, as long as it's, but we do have a big water fight. So if you want to get wet, there's a water fight. And it's basically an opportunity to bring these kids in, bring these students in, bring these young people in and give them a clear gospel message. Just submerge them in it for a week. A lot of these kids don't know anything about the gospel. A lot of these kids are raised in their traditional native homes, which traditional religions tend to be very dark. A lot of witchcraft, a lot of evil that goes on there. There's a lot of abuse and things that go on in these houses. So it's a good opportunity to get them out of these environments, to get them in someplace nice, someplace where they can hear God's word, and someplace where we can shine a little bit of light in their lives. The last facility here is the go-kart track. Any of you who went to Broken Arrow back in the day, there was a little dirt track out there. They have since upgraded that facility. There's now a nice concrete track. We were donated some go-karts out there. And so it's a really nice facility. It's much improved from what it used to be with the little dirt track out there. But with great facilities, with nice facilities, comes the need to upkeep those, the need to maintain those. Even go-karts, even the nice go-karts, I mean, somebody's got to change the oil, fuel them up, keep them greased and lubed, all that kind of stuff. So that's where God has really been calling us to. I have a background in construction, and so God has really called me into serving there as a maintenance man. I spent a couple of summers in my youth working there on maintenance. My wife spent a summer working there on as a counselor, and then she's also volunteered there several times in horses in the kitchen and in other places. But we really felt God calling us back to work there as a maintenance man. Even great facilities need some work. At the top left, there's a drainage issue there by the lodge where when the water runs hard, it runs down inside the lodge. So one of the things is to take care of that drainage issue. On the top right, there's a slide that's broken. We've tried once to fix it, but it needs some more work. It needs to be fixed again. The bottom right is the campfire pavilion where they do the campfire every week during camp. And some of those benches are starting to rot and fall apart and come apart, so there's a lot of work that's needed there. And on the bottom left, you can see what project that was just recently done. The round pen out at the horse corrals was recently painted. It looks really nice. And we weren't too sure about the orange and the black, but once they got it done, it really stands out. It's a really sharp-looking thing. But with work teams also comes a lot of work. Somebody's got to clean up after the work teams. This is a project that was recently done, painting the house at the camp director's house. But when they leave, all the stuff's still out there. Down on the bottom left, there's a volleyball court. They're building a sand volleyball court. They had one. They're building two. But again, when they leave, there's all the stuff out there. But also, not only when they leave, but also before they get there, somebody needs to figure out what they're going to do. Somebody needs to buy all the supplies, the materials, get everything ready, get everything going. And then once they're there, somebody needs to oversee them, make sure they're doing what they need to be doing, make sure they're doing things correctly, make sure they're doing things to a high quality, to a high standard, so that we will be able to maintain it once they leave. So one of the things that has not been able to happen over the last several years is having work teams come during the summer during camp to take advantage of good construction season to get some of these projects done. And the main reason for that is they haven't had a full-time maintenance man down there in a long time. They have a gentleman who works down there on maintenance. He does a good job fixing things, but he's in his 80s, so he doesn't quite get around as well as he used to, and he's not really one to oversee work teams. So one of the things that I would be doing is overseeing these work teams and really working with these work teams to get done the projects that need to be done. It also takes some pressure off the other camp staff that's there, the camp director, as well as some of the other people that are there. It takes some pressure off of them to be able to focus on camp, to be able to focus on the campers, to be able to focus on sharing the gospel with those young people. Future projects that they have going on the bottom left, you see some of the vans that are parked there. They're looking at building a carport to put some of these vans in under a shelter so that they can get them out of the weather. You guys know how harsh the sun especially can be on vehicles around here. They're looking to do that. On the top right is the new sewer lagoon that they did several years ago. It is being highly underutilized. One of the things they're trying to do now and they're raising funds to do is upgrade the entire sewer system to run into that lagoon so that they can utilize it to the capacity that they need to. And also they can look at expanding some things, building some new houses. That house that you saw, the camp director, I mean, that's a 100-year-old house. They have a lot of mobile homes, old mobile homes on the property that aren't very energy efficient, that don't hold the heat in very well. So replacing some of those, expanding the lodge, also doing a bathhouse down by the cabins because the bathroom facilities down there are too small and outdated to be used regularly. One of the main maintenance things is to go down there and unclog those toilets on a regular basis because it's too small and outdated facility down there. So to be able to do some of these future projects. So we are just getting started in this. This is only the second church that we've shared at. We appreciate the opportunity to come in here. Like I said, my history with this church goes way back to when my grandparents were here. My aunt and uncle have been here for a long time, my Uncle Mike and Aunt Martha. And so we thank you for the opportunity. We're currently just getting started on this process. We're raising prayer and financial support. Both of those are vitally important. Without the financial support, we can't get out there and do the work. But without the prayer support, this is just a job. It's not a ministry. And we're not letting God work the way he needs to. So we thank you for your time. We do have a booth set up out there. If you want some more information, we have our prayer letter out there. We have prayer cards out there. There's a sign-up sheet. You can give us your contact information, and we'll make sure that we get you regular contacts. And again, we thank you for the opportunity.